Blog Talk Radio.
President Richard M. Nixon definitely had somebody to get rid of all of those tapes of conversations that he had that would have incriminated him in a court of law. He had somebody that would get rid of those tapes for him. He had to turn over a lot of the tapes, but he kept a lot of the tapes, and he got rid of a lot of the tapes. So everything doesn't always get found in when it comes to search and seizure and with a raid or an affidavit or subpoena. What's going on, Tasha, rest in peace, Dad. What's going on, Ma? It's good to see me some of you. Thanks for coming on through. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Emism show. Would they hide the tapes and destroy the hard drives? Would they hide the tapes and destroy the hard drives? We're going to get into it tonight, because we're also going to have to ask ourselves, if you do have somebody that would hide the tapes for you and destroy the hard drives for you, would they be doing that for you, or would they be doing it for themselves? You know, because there is often a big push for somebody to preserve the memory of the image that somebody had. You understand what I'm saying? So if you were really close to somebody and you were really, really associated with somebody to the point where if they committed a crime or if they were accused of something or associated with something really, really negative, that it would have it would shine a negative light on you. Like, that's your brother. Or that's your dad, or that's your mom, or that's your friend. That's your, that, that, those, your, ain't that your peoples? Ain't that the one you used to hang around all the time? Ain't that the person you used to talk about all the time? And, you know, y'all were so close. So they might destroy the evidence for their own sake so they can preserve your good, the good memory of you and your positive image in the event of your passing. Be like, well, yeah, I don't mess around with no slouches. I never messed around with nobody who would commit these types of heinous crimes. So it might not even be all about you if they destroyed the hard drives or hid the tapes. It might be about them. It might be a combination of things. It might be a little combo. So we, being as dope, it might be a little combo. Tonight it's time for us to have a little combo. And that's, this is where it all goes down. So what's going on, Carol Chamber? Let me find Rita. Stacey Yvette White is going on down. Good to see you. Thanks for coming on around. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. It's always good to see you come back, relax, and chill. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going right in your side. So let's get it popping up. Urban Therapy with Sun Sun 752 with this your daily go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what's the art? It's the daily go. Get a mizam. All right, and okay. So let's get it popping. So tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mizam show, we are asking the question, would they hide the tapes and destroy the hard drives? Would they? Do you have somebody in your life that has your back? We're going to talk about trust tonight a little bit. Trust and reliance. You know, do you have somebody that is so close to you, that is so impressed with you, that is so supportive of you, that they would make sure that nobody thought badly of you because of some type of accusation or some type of false accusation or some type of false rumor that was being spread about you? Do you have somebody that would say, hell yeah? Yeah, ain't nobody going to say nothing about my man or my girl. I got you. Not everybody has that. I mean, you got to think about it, man. These little electronic devices that we running around here, these things right here, yo, these things will get you in a world of trouble. They have the potential to get you into all kinds of shit and take you all kinds of places that you never would have thought about before. You know, now, a lot of people don't store things in their phone. A lot of people say, you know, this ain't, I'm still the little black book type of person. Other people, you know, are reckless with their phone. They put everything in their lives in that bitch. So you going to see, you go in their phone, you going to see all types of sex videos. You going to see all types of, you know, crimes being committed. You're going to see all types of websites that have been visited, all kinds of crazy stuff. You might find out that your peoples are in some types of things that you never would have thought they was into. And maybe they're not really into it like that. It could be that they're just a little bit curious. You are definitely, one thing about these phones is that you will absolutely find out somebody's sexual orientation messing around with these phones. You're going to find that out. You know how you're going to find that out? You're going to find it out by the text messages that they have sent and received, unless they have a chance to, unless they have a chance to delete the text messages. What's up, Sucre Jetoi? Sucre JTX. Good to see me, some of you. Thanks for coming on by. Thanks for coming on through. You know how we do. Yeah. You want to see if somebody claims that they straight, 100% straight, they don't get down like this, that, and the third. You want to see it in their phone. Eventually, somewhere in there, it's going to be in there. And this is why, if you've been in the closet and you've been faking the funk, deleting your text messages is not going to be good enough in your passing. Because somewhere, a website that you've gone to, and it's in your phone. And unless you're really phone savvy, you don't know how to get rid of that shit. You think that when you delete something, that it's just deleted, don't you? It's called a hard drive. A hard drive has to be, this ain't like the old tapes where you could just put a magnet on that thing and erase it. Those days are gone. Yeah, they're gone. So you have to do some things dealing with encryption to make sure that that information is gone for good. You got to overwrite things. And you have to know that something is going to happen to you in order for you to prepare for this type of thing. So you may have to rely on somebody to go to your crib and get the shit. So, yeah. You may or you may not have somebody in there out there that will look out for you that way. But like I said, if you like faking like you've been straight for all of these years and all of that, it's going to be in your phone. You done went to some websites, some Pornhub or some shit like that. You've been watching gay porn, huh? Or you've been Googling gay porn, huh? You know, Google, you can't erase a Google search. And your Google search... Shut up, Google. Your Google search will be consistent across all your devices that you are signed into. So you think that when you delete it in one place, that it's deleted everywhere, and it don't be working that way. So like I said, you a man and you've been watching, two men go after the dookie. You know, you've been watching two men, chase dookie with each other. Yeah. Going to be in your phone. And you know why it's going to be in your phone? Because you don't expect anybody to look inside of your phone. You think that it's a sacred piece of machinery. It's personal. And it is. It is. It's very personal. Until, you get sick and somebody needs to go in the phone and see what's going on. Or until you're involved with somebody who has a suspicion that you ain't 100% about something, or you pass away and they need to find out all of your contacts so they can invite them to your funeral. There have been plenty of people out here who have tried to protect that image. Look at Luther Vandross. Everybody knew that Luther Vandross was gay. He lived as a closeted gay man. But Luther Vandross was evidently aligned, had a boyfriend who wasn't going to see him go out like that. He respected the fact that he was in the closet. And he didn't release no information, didn't do any interviews, and kept all of that information secret and sacred. Do you have somebody who would do it for you? Sucre Jetoi says no. He says, not me. Wait a minute. She said, is that why he getting those ED emails? Oh, shit. Wait a minute. You know what? ED. Speaking of ED. ED. That stands for erectile dysfunction. But earlier today, I came up with a new ED. It'll come to me. Anyway, J. Edgar Hoover had somebody who destroyed the tapes and the papers that he had that would have made him look not so favorable in the eyes of the FBI, that department, and basically would have made his position not look so good. And it's funny. He evidently wasn't that worried about it coming out that he lived as a gay man while he was worried. Married. Okay, that's one thing. But all of this information that I got on motherfuckers that I've been extorting them for years and making them do what I want them to do because I had all of this incriminating information on them. Well, this defamatory information that I had on them, and now they would have this defamatory information on me. And in my passing, I wouldn't be looking like the great director of the FBI who was working for the greater good of the United States, because that's not what he was doing. But he had somebody who would destroyed those papers and those tapes. Do you got somebody that'll do it? If you do, I hope that you've chosen the right one. I hope that you're right about having that, because that's an invaluable tool to have. You also have to make sure that they don't blackmail you on something. You're like, yeah, I'm going to destroy the tapes for you. But before it even becomes, you know, before that becomes the situation, this is what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to make sure, you're going to have to grease my palm a little bit to make sure that I keep these secrets for you. So I'm going to need a half gallon of Häagen-Dazs every week, Friday by 4 o'clock. You make sure that I get that Häagen-Dazs delivered, or I ain't destroying no evidence. Matter of fact, I might start telling now. What the guan? So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Do y'all understand? Are y'all with it? Do you feel what I'm talking about? Are you ready now? Now. Makosa, now. Ha. Shirley Shore, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shore, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my? How y'all feeling? Okay, Shirley Shore says, I'll get myself in trouble because I like keeping the tapes, especially of myself. Lord, forgive her, for she know not what she do. And she's an exhibitionist. Good Lord. What the guan do? What the guan? Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, that's how they catch all these pervs with the sex and porn on their computer. Exactly. Exactly, Carol. Exactly. Exactly. Now, check it out. Check it out. Okay, you know that all of these sex offenders, these perverts, you know, these pedophiles, they have people who love them. They have people who respect them. They have people who care for them and care about them. They have family members. Some of them have children, spouses, and all kinds of shit. And although what they do is wrong. You know how sometimes there are situations where you interject yourself into the situation, even though it ain't even about you. There are people who do it. So even though you're not the one who committed a crime, you're not the one who said anything, you're not the one who confronted anyone, you're not the one who was arrested, you're not the one who was accused, you're not the one who was suspected. But guess what? That's your brother or your sister or your mother or your father or your lover or your wife or your mistress or somebody. That's somebody who's close to you. And you don't want to be associated with somebody who would associate with somebody who would do some shit like they did. So guess what some of you might do? Well, I'm going to sweep this under the rug. This shit is fucked up what he did. But guess what? We're going to handle this another way. All right, now, let's say it's not a sex offender. Let's say it's somebody you know who murdered somebody. High-profile murder. You know your man did it. You know he did it. He told you he did it. And you know he got away with it, and he's not a suspect. He told you that he did it, or she told you that she did it. Nobody is looking for her. She explained to you how she did it. She said she's been praying for forgiveness. She hoped that the Lord will forgive her, you know, or he, you know, she or he, whatever. And, but they had to do it because they was in a situation that would have been a lot worse if they didn't do it and blah, 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 blah. And you like, you are not supportive of murder, but at the same time, you can kind of understand why they did it. And now you are an accessory after the fact anyway, because you're keeping their secret, or you're helping them move the body, or whatever the case may be, whatever the case may be, whatever the case may be, you have evidence. You have information. You hold the key to solving the case. But you don't think that your man or your girl deserves the punishment that will come along with doing this murder. So you decide to keep your motherfucking mouth shut. And not only that, but maybe you help them get rid of that phone, or erase it, or somehow get rid of the information that the towers would show that they were in that area should the body be discovered anytime soon. You know, because they go and look when they find a body, they look where those, whatever towers, whatever cell phone towers are near, they go through that database of people who pinged off of those towers. I don't know if y'all knew that, but that's how they catch a lot of people. Like, this is a remote area, so there aren't a lot of people who pinged off of these towers. They go to those towers and see, you know, get the records from the cell phone companies. Which phones pinged off of these towers during these times? Oh, technology is a bitch these days. Yeah. Technology is a bitch. So maybe before the fact, you told them to take the fucking battery out of the phone. Now, in case y'all were wondering, how come they don't make phones where you can take the batteries out anymore? Well, I'm not saying that this is definitely why, but I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, so maybe before the fact, you said, wait, yo, leave that phone here. Don't take no phone. Don't even take a throwaway phone. No track phone, no nothing. You go out there raw dog. You go out there with nothing but two cups and a string. That's the only phone you going out there with. Mm-mm. No internet, no cell phone. So people who destroy the evidence for you may be doing it for themselves. Like, I can't have my man, like, my man did a lot of good shit. He was a good man. Or she was a good woman. They was good people. And I'm not going to have their legacy being destroyed because of this thing. Fuck that. That can't be the narrative. That can't be the narrative. Sucre Jatois said, thanks for the advice. Anytime. Yeah, law enforcement is a bitch. You be wondering how they be catching motherfuckers. They ain't no super sleuths. They have the tools. They have the tools to catch cats. Yeah. Carol Chamberlain says, that's how they catch. Okay, wait. T. TK Wright says, I have a friend who knows my passwords and will log in and delete my stuff. Any physical tape that I still had is worthy of being seen. Cool. I like that. Carol Jabler says, at Taki, so do I. And that person is reliable. That's what's up. Carol Chamberlain says, oh, you can be had for cheap. Hey, look. Look, you better pay the low prices before the prices go up. That's all I'm going to say. While the price of security is cheap, pay that shit. Because when it go up, you might not have enough revenue to keep your shit secure. You can't stop this breach, baby. You can't stop this breach. You can't stop this breach. Okay. Stacey White says, I believe my nosy future husband got my back. I believe my nosy future husband got my back. God dang. Nars Hill says, I was thinking the same thing about the phone battery thing. Come on, man. Come on, man. Listen, Nars. People was thinking, oh, they don't want to... They sealed the battery in so the phone would be waterproof. You mean destruction proof? Is that what you mean? So you won't be able to fuck it up when you need to? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, they put stronger batteries in there so you don't have to be changing the batteries. Oh, you mean so once the battery is dead, then the phone is dead for good. Unusable. So you'll have to go buy another phone instead of just buying another battery. Is that what you mean, sir? Is that what you mean? The fuck out of here. It's a method to their madness, dog. If you can't get the battery out, you can't get the hard drive out. And you know what that, I don't know, your iPhone users, all of your information is up in that cloud. And y'all know what the fuck, yo. And now, the new Samsung, the Samsung 21, you can't use a memory card on there. No SD card. Talking about something, oh, we don't need SD cards now because, you know, our phones have so much memory that we don't need. No, you don't. The phones don't have enough memory. You're talking about 128 gig memory, 512 gig. You got memory cards up to 2 gigs. I mean, I'm sorry, 2 terabytes. Y'all not giving up our phones that have that much memory in them. And so many people only have a phone, don't have no computer, don't have no laptop, don't have no desktop, don't have no tablets. Yeah. So now they are taking away your ability to be able to harness and take away, put in and take away the information that you choose to as you please. Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention. Ain't no mistakes being made out here by these companies, man. Yeah, they making money off of this, but you have to really think about what's going on. As long as you have the power to input and take away whatever you want when you want, you remain in power. As long as they are able to keep it, they are in power. They don't have nothing to do with your honesty. Just like they are. You can be honest when you want to, and you can be dishonest when you want to. But they're taking away your ability to be dishonest. Oh, you're going to be honest. You're going to be honest even when you're lying. They're going to get the truth out of you. Why you think you can't take text messages back? Yeah, on Messenger and shit like that, you can delete messages. That's why people like, that's why a lot of people like Messenger. Like, oh, yo, I can send this a text that say, yo, I'm going to fucking kill your dumbass. And before they had a chance to screenshot it, you deleted it. There it goes. Message deleted. It's deleted on your side and it's deleted on their side. But with text messages on your phone, you can delete it on your side all you want. It's on their side. Mm-hmm. All my text message deleting people out there, y'all some strange cats, but I understand. But you only protecting yourself on one side. Yeah, you making sure your girl or your man can't track your little, you know, your little secret rendezvous. But the government can. They gotta list all every text you ever sent, all the way since 1994 and shit. Well, not that far back, but kinda. This is a different type of text detector. Back then, you was texting a beeper. You was texting a beeper. So do you have somebody who would hide your tapes? Get rid of those naked pictures that you took back in college. Vanessa Williams didn't have somebody who did that shit. Lost her Miss America crown over a couple nasty-ass pics with a little pretty-eyed self. She ain't even had nobody like all that. Vanessa Williams, she was a pretty someone. She was pretty. And Vanessa sure was pretty. She had no titties, though. She had no ass. But she sure was pretty. She needed somebody who would have said, no, you ain't going to see these pictures of Vanessa. And these compromising positions, all these girl-on-girl pictures, Vanessa. Shoot, this girl's a lawyer. Plus, she's talented. She worked her way up to be the first black Miss America. And I'd be goddamn if somebody's going to defame her because she's looking on another girl's titties, feeling on a bush. And these pictures. Who released these pictures? Oh, this girl being nasty, she was doing her best Vanity 6 impression. She ain't had no ass or titties either. She had a very pretty face. Rest in peace, Vanity. I'm just saying. So Craig Jutois says, where's the cloud? The cloud is up in them satellites, them storage centers up in space or wherever. Remember when Apple got compromised? Remember when they got hacked and all of those celebrity photos was coming out? It was ass and titties everywhere. Like, look at these celebs show is nasty. So is nasty. Okay. Cal Chamberlain says, at NARS, I thought it was for more money. You know, phone does buy. You know how. Wait, I thought it was for money. You know, phone does buy a new one. Oh, if the phone dies and you buy a new one. I got you, Carol. I got you. Yeah, that's part of it too. They are working closely with law enforcement to make sure, they'll tell you, it's to make sure that your information is protected. Wait till you go to court. See how protected you are versus how naked you is. You got stripped naked in court. Carol Chamberlain says, I feel you, Omar. I know I can count on you, right? I would listen. Fuck that. My peoples ain't going out like that. We're like, tapes? Hard drives? They didn't even know how to use it. They couldn't even click over on the other line. There was no... Now, would somebody do that for me? Yeah, I know people would do it for me. But this is how it would work for me. They would destroy the evidence that the world, that would make the world see me in a bad light. But they would keep the evidence for themselves. Like, I knew it. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. But they delight, they all that real bad evidence, you know, they destroy all that shit. But you also have to do something for yourself. You have to do certain things for yourself. Get rid of the shit that's in your phone or in, on your computer that will fuck you up. If you know that you've been watching granny porn and you ain't got no business watching granny porn, yo, get a dedicated computer for your granny porn. Like, I only watch granny porn on this device. No other devices. You know what I mean? Keep that shit in the garage somewhere, whatever. You know? Erase it as you go along. Motherfuckers be saving like, yo. I know I should be getting rid of some of this granny porn. But yo, that Aunt Alma, that old head be doing it. Aunt Alma, God damn Aunt Alma. Can you imagine what Aunt Alma was when she was young? She be getting in with her old ass. She doing it. Aunt Alma, you fighting though, you over there fantasizing about Aunt Alma. And Aunt Alma all on, you got Aunt Alma granny porn on too many devices. One device. I'm saying that to say this, yo. I'm saying that to say this. Don't give anyone too much to keep secret. You got to do something for yourself. Narciso says, we are now cyber cattle. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Stacey White says, I have an Android and an iPhone. The cloud is my protection. You must be clean as a whistle. Fuck that cloud shit. Carol Chamberlain says, all a judge has to do is approve a warrant to search your phone and you're done. Mm-hmm. You seen shit? Yo, they be going through your music playlist to see what kind of music you like. Like, yeah, the serial killer, J. Penis Morgan, the serial rapist and murderer. Look at the music that he listened to. All R. Kelly. J. Penis Morgan. Listening to that rapist music. Look at his playlist. It seems like you're ready. I know you're young, but you're ready. Don't be afraid. They do. They go and listen to your playlist. Maybe they be putting that shit out there for the public. Listen to the, look, see this music you listen to? Like, damn, this same playlist is, my 8-year-old got the same playlist. Is he destined? G. Gary Wright says, adjust your glasses. She wrote dies, not does. I get it. I got it after a while. I got it. I got you. I got you. All right, I got you. Guys, he said, I changed computers, took the hard drive out. Yo! Ouch! Yo. Slow down. I changed computers, took the hard drive out, soaked it in water, then took a hammer to it and demolished it. What the hell do you have on that hard drive, lady? God damn! What's in the tea? Sheesh. TK Wright says, Carol, you can put magnets around it instead. And I don't trust that magnet shit. Not today, because that magnet got to be strong as shit. Carol says, don't forget about those external hard drives either. At least they're easier to dispose of. Sukai says, you need to chill. Yo, man, listen. Don't blame me for what Aunt Alma doing. Aunt Alma, wow. But you can best believe she didn't wait till she became a senior citizen to start being wild, that Aunt Alma. Auntie Alma. Aunt Alma. Alma. Okay. TK Wright says, everything that goes in the cloud goes on and stays on whatever company server. Yes, they do. Carol says, if employers check your social media, what do you think the police will do? That's right. Don't be afraid. It was Aaron all.
No. Sit your ass down and stop destroying my trousers. Yo, ouch. Yo, stop fucking my shit up. I paid good money for this stuff. Sit. Lay down. Lay.
TK Wright says, Carol, all of my Uncle Jerome porn is on an external hard drive. I'ma need you, and Crystal to destroy them. I'm down to destroy them. If it's straight porn, I'd be like, oh my God, it sure is a lot. We're gonna have to go through all of these tapes to make sure that, you know. We got to go through these tapes. We're going to have to go through these tapes. We're going to have to do a full audit. wouldn't want to destroy something that was valuable. It has so much value. Carol Chandler says, might have been some financial info, Omar.
You
know what, Carol, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's true. It could be evidence of theft, things like that. I mean, listen, like I said, our whole lives are on these little machines, these little devices. Our whole lives are on here. It's there. We didn't mean for it to start out that way. But it became that way somehow, and this is where we at. This is where we at with it, baby. Drop this at the drop of a dime, baby. Okay. So like I said, man, you know, sometimes they may be destroying the evidence for you, and sometimes they may be destroying it for themselves.
Ow! Fuck.
Out of here.
Get out of here!
Little punk ass lion. Shit. You must think our nails are soft. They hard. Them shits is hard. TK Wright says, it's my Mr. Diggs porn with Ron Mr. Diggs with the Ron Al with a Ron Isley lookalike. Okay. Because it's funny how when iPhones came out, people said, this isn't a phone, it's a computer. Well, they didn't lie. Too crazy twice says, until you come across Aunt Elma. No, not Aunt Elma. Aunt Alma. A-L-M-A. Not Elma. Alma. Aunt Alma. Aunt Alma's in the house. She's spreading it out. She put one leg on this wall, one leg on the other. You can come on inside, my brother. And when you come inside it, you're going to really have to come inside. I said, when you come inside, I said, you really going to come inside. Don't forget to come shy. Got to do it for the cam. You know who I am. God. You still there? Don't you come near me. Don't you. No. Don't you. Don't touch. I am in the house. Uncle Buster in her house. Shout out to Uncle Buster. Yeah, you know the Uncle Buster that's in every family. Shout out to Uncle Buster and Aunt Alma. No, not Aunt Alma. I'm not saying that y'all got every family does not have an Aunt Alma. Just the families that got a family Aunt Alma in it. On Alma. Destroying your hard drive, baby. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay for anybody to run around here committing crimes. I'm not saying that you should be out here committing crimes. But sometimes the crime that you may commit may not be a crime against the state. It may just be a crime against morality. It may be a little immoral. It might be a little immoral. And I don't think that it's necessary for the rest of the world to be going ahead and painting you in a light that you don't deserve. And you know how people are. You know, you do one thing. You could do all of this good in the world, and you do one thing that people don't agree with, and all of a sudden that becomes your whole life story. And that's just not going to fly with me. So sometimes you may need to be able to have somebody who will help you to hide that body of evidence proverbially. Make sure that y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Daily Go Get 'Emism show tonight, and we are talking about would they hide the tapes and destroy your hard drive. Hide your tapes and destroy your hard drive. Hide your tapes and destroy your hard drive. Would they keep your dreams alive? Hide your tapes and destroy your hard drive. Hide your tapes, destroy the hard drive. Hide your tapes and destroy the hard drive. Would they keep the positive memory of you alive? Make sure don't nobody front and have you getting painted as a stunt. And somebody who used to smoke blunts. Well, you ain't really smoke blunts. You only smoke joints. Well, people want to see you fall down somewhere around when you winning all around town. And you're down like a sub. And you the one is pouring it up in the club and get money all day. And they don't like that. So they're going to try to find some badass information on you. Okay. Stacey White says, Crystal wants you to play with her. Yeah, she's been awfully frisky today. Where's she go? Yeah, she's been awfully frisky today. I hope she's not going back in heat. Yeah, man. Carol Chamberlain says, I had an Uncle Buster, Omar. He was a deacon in the church for years. Maybe I should rethink that. You know, a lot of black families have an Uncle Buster. I mean, it's a common uncle name. Uncle Buster. Man, I miss my Uncle Buster, man. I love Uncle Buster. Uncle Buster, my favorite uncle. That's me, my dad, my Uncle Buster, my Aunt Salma. No, not Aunt Alma, Aunt Salma. Like Mississippi. Mississippi. All right. Now, I told y'all this story before, but I'll tell it again. When my cousin, may he rest in peace, my cousin Simon. When my cousin Simon, he had cancer really bad, and he was near to the end, and he knew it. And, you know, my cousin Simon had a girlfriend who was much younger than he was, and she was a little crackhead. You know, these old heads be liking these little crackhead chicks. You know how it goes. So, my cousin Simon didn't want to be associated with being a crackhead himself, because he wasn't. So, when I went to go see my cousin, he was like, listen, Omar, I got some crack. I got a whole bag of them up in my suitcase in my apartment. I need you to go and get them out of there, because when what happens to me, I don't want nobody thinking that I was into that. I knew he wasn't no crackhead, because a crackhead ain't gonna stash the crack in no suitcase hidden above the closet. You know, they're going to keep the crack close to where they can get the crack. So he said, I need you to go get that out of there. He said, what was her name? Wait. Keisha. Her name was Keisha. Little skinny ass brown skin crackhead. Wild. Yeah. I think me and Keisha must have been around the same age. Anyway, so... Possibly? I'm not sure. Anyway, maybe she was a little older. I'm not sure. I was 24. Anyway, my cousin said he caught her with the crack. He said, I took it from her. He said, get it out of there. I don't care what you do with it. You could go sell it for yourself. I don't care what you do. It was a good bag. And this was in the vial days. I don't know how old this crack was, but it was in the old caps. Remember crack used to come in caps? They come in little bags now. But these were jumbos. I was like, so I went to the apartment. It was like he gave me a map. Okay, take two steps towards the closet. It's on the upper part of the closet, on top of the top of the closet, on the third suitcase on the right, in the small compartment where you would normally put toothpaste and soap and a sound of crack. Like, oh, it's a pretty big bag of crack. This is cell crack. This ain't smoke crack. It was way more than a first of the month check worth of crack in this shit. So I was like, Simon wasn't lying. And Simon died very shortly after that. But I got that crack out of there. Now I was faced with the question, like, what do I do with this crack? So I took the crack home. I was very uncomfortable with the crack. I was not meant to be no dope dealer. And you know what? Since we talk about would they get rid of the tapes and destroy the hard drives for you, then I needed somebody who would do that for me. Because now, all right, I've relieved his legacy. I've kept his legacy intact. Nobody's going to associate him with crack. But now I got the crack. Now, sure, I should have just went and dumped the crack. But I'm like, there's a lot of money here. My cousin gave me this money. Now I got to find a way to move it. I don't want nobody, I don't want to sell nobody no crack. Because I know that people never forget who sold them crack. And crack and drug dealers never forget who bought the crack. It's a two-way street. You either in that game or you ain't. I had the crack. Listen, I had the crack in a damn... Where did I have this shit? My apartment was on the third floor. I think I hid the crack in the basement. I had the crack too close to me. I'm in the crib puffing. Weed must have been good as shit. Making me all annoyed and shit. I was like, I got to get that fucking crack out of here. It was like the energy of the crack. Maybe it was Simon silently saying, Omar, get that fucking crack out of here before somebody catch you with the crack. They're like, who, Simon? Nobody know I got the crack but you. I'm telling you. It's the spirit of Simon McIntyre telling you to get rid of that crack, boy. You have way much better things in store for you. This is not how you're going to make money. I took the crack, went right out to the sewer, right in front of my house, in front of Rula's Pizza. If anybody remembers, Rula's Pizza was right there on the corner of Germantown Avenue and Tuppahockin, and I poured all of that crack down the fucking sewer, down the sewer hole. And I felt good about it, and I felt bad about it at the same time, like, lost a lot of money just now. But my spirit was cleansed. It really was, all in one fell swoop. Now, I mean, some of y'all might say, man, you're a pussy. I fuck you up, though. But I don't want my reputation to ever be like, that motherfucker sold me crack back in the day. He walking around here talking about, you know, he clean off alcohol and all that. He used to sell crack, though. I couldn't have it. So Crazy Twa says, you made the crack. You made the rat crackhead. I'm afraid I did. I don't know what's down the sewer hole. Maybe it was an alligator down there. Oh, Darnell Marie Brooks. What's up, Darnell Marie Brooks? I've known you since I was a baby. What's going on, Darnell? Darnell, good to see me some you word. Why? Okay. Narciso says that's what they did to Bill. Decades of pro blackness until he tried owning NBC. Yep. Oh, Selma's Alabama? My bad. I thought every state down south had a Selma. You know, like Camden. Don't every state got a Camden? And we be short on names with these states, with these towns. My bad, Cass. I had to get rid of that crack. Here's a part of the story that I seldom tell, though. Before I got rid of the crack, remember, I didn't want to be associated with the crack. I was messing around with this chick who just happened to mess with drug dealers all the time. And I was like, look, I got this little pack. Maybe you could, you know, she was all excited, like, yeah, I could do that. Oh, man, this bitch. Evidently, she had no qualms about it. Like, how much you got? I was like, I got a good amount. got a good amount here. I definitely have a good starter pack. Like, I'm a self-made drug dealer. Like, I ain't never had no connect. I was my own connect. My cousin left me, all my dope boy tools. My cousin left me all my dope boy tools. Cal Chamber says, glad you did. I'm glad too. It was nagging at me. It was bad enough. That year I was smoking weed, and I stopped smoking weed that year too. In the back of my mind, I was like, you know what? It was almost like, hey, why don't you try the crack? Like, what? You wouldn't even know how to do that. We not doing that. And we really wasn't going to do that. But it was like that spirit was saying, get rid of it. Get it out of there. Get it out of there. Stacey White says, I'm glad you took a detour, Omar. Me too. But look, while I was dumping it down the suey hole, I was thinking like, look, somebody might catch me dumping the crack down the suey hole. Look at him getting rid of the evidence. Why are you pouring that work down the suey hole? Why are you pouring that work down the suey hole? I could have been rich. No, Jill says, and that was the beginning of the end of that relationship. You know what? I wish I could say that, Norris, but it wasn't the end. It was the beginning of the beginning. Don't let nobody tell you that Jersey chicks ain't off the fucking chain. She was from Camden. Anybody from around here know that I don't need to say shit. I don't need to say nothing else. She was from Camden. Yo, she was from Camden. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? She was from Camden. Not Pennsauken. She was from Camden. Mm-hmm. Not Willingburg. No. She was from Camden. The real deal. Some crazy twice says, you was almost a crackhead. Not by smoking it. It almost, like the air, the crack, it was in the air. Oh, we got to get on about it here. Okay. We got to get on about it here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do the birthday. Birthday. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Aisha Selden. Happy birthday to you, Aisha. And also Bernadette Perkins turning 29 years old today. And Chantel Rumble turning 24 years old today. And Disomari De La Rosa, happy birthday to you. And Brenda Luis turning 48 years old today. And Wanda Clemens, my girl Wanda Clemens, turning 55 years old today. Deuce Nichols, 5 and a 5, a dot and E. And last but not least, my man, comedian Denny Live, turning 52 years old today. Denny Live. And Sucre Jutois says, say happy birthday to my boopa. Happy birthday, my boopa. Boopa. Happy birthday, my boopa. Boopa. Happy birthday, my boopa. 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 Happy birthday, boopa. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious May 5th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, hold on, Norris Hill says, birthday shout out to my grandson, along with everyone else. Have a great evening and share your smile. Much love. Without a doubt, happy birthday to the grandson of the God, Norris Hill, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Word up. Listen, man, you got to have somebody that you can trust out here. But having somebody that you can trust is a lot different than having somebody that you can trust in a situation where you may look bad because of no fault of your own. Okay, maybe it was your fault, but listen, it doesn't mean that your whole character should be based on this mistake that was made or this misconception because of your involvement with something. So sometimes you got to have somebody that will make sure that they take care of your legacy and secure it in a good place in the event of your passing or your inability to be able to speak and defend yourself. You need a, somebody gotta speak up for Aunt Alma, Granny Pond, Granny. Somebody gotta speak up for Uncle Buster. You know what's going on. Somebody gotta make sure that somebody understands what happened. Don't be trying to make it look bad out here. And make sure you give a shout out, my dear. And make sure you do it for the people that care. And the people that care for you, you know they do. They make sure they just secure your legacy, boo. Ooh. 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 We will be back in motion tomorrow night. 7 p.m. tomorrow, Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And speaking of let's get real about relationships Thursday, tomorrow night, we're going to talk about ruining somebody for the rest of the people who come after them. Basically, you know how, you know, women will say, this man has ruined me for all the rest of the men. That can be a good thing. In other words, like he did her so well that no other man would be able to live up, or she did him so dirty. I mean, he did her so dirty that she would never trust another man to put her heart into it. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow night. Ruining me for all the rest of the men or the women out there. We're going to talk about that. So prepare yourself. We're going to get into it. Have you ever felt that way? Get into it. Ruining. You have ruined me for all the rest of these Jaws out here. I'm stuck on John. I'm stuck on John. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you right back to life. Make sure that you hit the like button if you haven't pushed the like button so far. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. Make sure that you share the show. All right. Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. Holla back, Blog Talk. Peace. And for my